Hey, what's up, Thirst World fam? This is another classic episode that we will be shooting out. Apparently, this is Bell's favorite episode of Nick's Terrible Idea. And I still think it's a great idea, to be honest with you.
No, it's terrible.
I don't know what everyone... I'm not going to tell you what it is. If you guys want to listen to it, listen to it. The nice thing about this episode is my voice is normal there. So if you guys miss my voice... Again, play my old episodes because this is my voice for the rest of my life now. folks, the nice thing about this episode is it kind of still keeps things up to date of what's happening and what we've been kind of talking about. So check it out. It's a lot of friction on there. We talk about surviving R. Kelly if you guys are into that. And again, folks, another classic episode. Check it out.
But he ain't had no big comeback.
And look how he crossed over.
Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He would beef with Drake, the biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that's hiding his kid from the world, but his world wouldn't hide from the kid? Arby Graham in a wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me in here. Y'all talking about the light-skinned nigga from DeGeneres?
From Toronto.
Yo, stop playing with me.
From where?
The grassy. Not
stop
the
playing me like I ain't teach Drake everything he knows.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he knows.
Y'all didn't hear Drake on his first song? Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. What's that? That's Soulja.
Oh, shit.
That's my bar.
Shit.
He copied my whole fucking flow.
That's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He copied my whole fucking flow.
Oh,
word for word, bar for bar.
Oh,
don't act
shit.
Like I didn't make Drake, nigga. Don't do that.
Mind fucking blown.
Don't do that, nigga. Shit. I was sun niggas in a heartbeat. Don't do that.
Shit.
Drake, Arby?
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 12 of Thirst World Problems. Hundreds of downloads. And hundreds of subscribers later, we're still hitting it hard and popping bottles. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and whenever you listen to your podcast. As well, follow us on social media, Thirst World Pod, now. Today's episode, we're talking about the NFL playoffs, answer a few drink questions in a thirsty Q&A, weigh in on some big news rocking the music community, then get ready to lose your shit. As the guys get into an all-new friction question. Then we're going to leave you with the first minority power rankings of the year. And now, Master of
Jose Cavalo.
It's the one and only Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Bell coming at you from behind the mic on Thirst World Problems. I'm in studio with my man B.
What's up?
And I got Nick Dougal over here.
Hello.
So, boys, it's been a while. It's our first recording of the new year. What's been going on with you? Give me a highlight and low light, Nick. Highlight and low light of your week so far.
Highlight is I got over a flu. Low light is that new law kicked in where I just can't even drink at home.
What?
You hear about that law where you can't, basically, if you drink and you leave 2 hours.
Yeah. It's like the technicalities of it.
Technicalities
or whatever, right?
Of it. That's a little depressing.
Did you hear about that?
I've heard a little bit about that, but I thought it was mainly a joke. So what are you guys telling me here?
No, so basically what it is if you're, say you come home, for example, and say you got a knock on the door, it's a cop or something like that, and they breathalyze you. And they know you were driving like 2 hours prior. If in that, say you got home at 10 and the cop knocks on the door at 12, for example, if in that 2 hours your alcohol limit is a certain point that it should have dropped by then or whatever, they can be like, oh no, you were actually driving at this point and your alcohol level's this, which it should have been lower now that 2 hours is over. And they can actually hit you with a DUI for that.
Retroactive?
Basically.
So they don't have to catch you in the act anymore, is what you're telling me.
Pretty much, yeah. But. That stuff, like, how is that going to hold up?
Well,
court,
I guess it,
right?
is it law? Like, is that
it's a federal
the actual,
law.
So then it holds up that way. But aren't you going to get screwed if...
I really don't want to talk about it, man. It's a low point of the week.
But, like, man, like, if your ex was at the same party as you were or saw you at the bar, and then...
But I think it has to be a valid thing, like...
Well, someone could be like, hey, I know this guy was... Someone could be like, hey, I know this guy. I know where he lives. He drank and drove today.
Yeah.
The cops show up at your house. They knock on your door. You're just juiced, but you're at home. But you drove home or whatever happened to, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then it's like, hey, well, what's going to happen now? Like, I just wouldn't even... I can't even picture that in my mind. I would just be like, I'm not doing shit.
Yeah, wow, or it could be like, hey, my house got broken into. Can someone come here and, like, you know, they'll come like 8 hours later and come check it out. Okay, because is it really a serious thing? Oh, someone's at my house and they're drinking, right? You know what I mean? Like, so it really all depends on the threat level of how serious this could be.
But what I meant with the federal thing quickly was that just because it's a federal law doesn't mean that it stays like with the charter. That doesn't mean that, like, if you make a federal law, if the charter has something in it that says, like, that law doesn't pertain, like, it doesn't, mm-hmm. it's not going to uphold in court, right? So we kind of have to see how first court case is going and whatnot. Because that sounds just like...
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, it might be a good thing. Take a taxi, take the bus.
Well, people...
Forget about driving
smart
and just
people
turn
do
up.
That anyway. I don't think that's going to stop people from doing that.
I ain't taking no bus, man.
If people are doing that, they're going to do that, right? They're not just not smart, so...
Well, I see why that was a low light for some people, but I'm just worried about snitches. And not necessarily even snitches, just people saying whatever. You might not even have been driving, but now a police officer showing up at your door and you have to do a breathalyzer, your neighbor's going to be like, this guy's a scumbag. Like, mm-hmm. as if they didn't already have reason enough to believe that for some of you guys.
Here. What was your low light?
My low light was...
Is it the same as me?
No, I actually had... I've been having a couple issues at work, some customers yelling at me and stuff like that. But we keep on moving from that, right? Highlight, we had a basketball game a couple days ago. You boys are on the team, couldn't make it for personal reasons, and we won with five players basically the whole time. So that was pretty – that has me pumped for the whole week so far, actually.
There we go, man.
I didn't even know I'm still on this team. I don't even know how many times I can say
you're trying to disassociate yourself from this team.
I'm trying to disassociate hard.
You're day-to-day. You're day-to-day.
They keep me up bringing up. Maybe I'll come back for playoffs. We'll see.
This guy sees
can I do a shout-out?
Yeah, yeah, feel free.
All right. Shout-out to my boy, Sagarji. He's been asking me multiple times to do some shout-outs. Shout-out to him. Shout-out to my boy, little Bailey team over there. Another shout out to Show and
Big Show,
the Big Show.
You just shouted out the Big Show.
No, another shout out to Ashley here. Another shout out to Josh. Who else we got here on this list? And yeah, though that's it. And yeah, what else we got going on?
Well, since we're doing shout outs, we might as well just hop right into the mailbag here. We've got
Why would you hop into a mailbag?
It's a
wouldn't you want to just reach down and pick up a letter?
Oh, no. This is John. You want to get all the way down at the bottom, get the good stuff, man.
Why would the bottom be the good stuff? Wouldn't the top be the good stuff? That's fresh.
It's fresh, man. That's just everyone putting in their stuff lately. You know the good stuff's always down at the bottom. You don't take the first thing that you want. Like at a raffle, you just take the first one off the top. And that's it?
Technically speaking, if you shook it, you took top one, you're playing fair.
You gotta shake it around there first. You gotta shake it around, get in there, hop in the bag, stir it up a little bit, get your pick.
Is that what happens when you make love? You just take your feet off, take your shoes off first and socks?
Oh, hop right
go,
in.
Go straight to the bottom.
Hop.
And show those toes.
I thought you loved the bottom there, man. Eating that microphone cover like it's a what?
Okay, what's the Q&A here, bro?
Yeah. You didn't want to answer that on air, eh?
Like a booty hole?
There you go. So the very first... I'm not going to make the same mistake and give away people's emails this time.
Yeah, this guy gave away everyone's email last episode.
I mean, those are fake. Those are fake. Don't try to email those people.
Yeah, yeah.
The very first question is coming from JL. So JL says...
What does JL mean?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. I'm going to... Okay, so JL's got an event at the bar.
That's usually a French name, just so you know.
I'm going to paraphrase this. He's got an event at the bar this week. He started seeing this young lady, and they haven't really seen each other party. He's concerned that when he's out and he's drinking and he has a few drinks, especially...
One of them's a coke addict.
Especially Rye. He starts to turn into a little bit of a flirt. So he's concerned that if he goes and he turns up with this girl, that she might or he might do something that he shouldn't. But if he doesn't, he's kind of concerned because I guess they kind of met in a party situation, it sounds like here, that he's concerned that, you know, she might not think that, you know, he might think she's kind of lame.
That's kind of weird to me, actually, because it's not like this is his girlfriend. Seems like he just met her. So if he was drinking, why doesn't he just flirt with her? It doesn't seem like they've been together or done anything or anything.
He wants this to turn into something.
And he has to drink?
Well, they're going to, like, I guess the bar for...
How much does he drink where he has to...
If this is a girl you've just met or something, like, within the month, like, why don't you just drink and flirt with her?
There you go, JL. Direct your attention towards the girl that you're there with. Stop staring at other girls and focus on the one that you're there with.
That's advice right from the heart.
Jay, I'm just going to tell you something. Just take the L, bro. Just take the L, man.
Take that J, take that L. Separate them.
Next question.
Take the second one.
Next question. Oh, this one is one directed right at you here, Nick.
At me.
Oh, shit.
Why is my beard so beautiful? I'm actually going to shave my beard off soon.
Not soon enough.
You always do that, though.
I'm going to shave it off.
Completely? You're going to go...
I'm going to shave. I'm going to go back to the original.
No goatee?
No, I'm going to go back to the original, Nick. No goatee, man. Go on here. Goatee.
Okay, this guy handles all numbers.
It's a bot or what?
All right, 1919. 1919 says... likes the parties with his buddies. These guys are sports guys. I think it's a football team here that he used to play on. It's been a few years out of high school, but back in high school, what they used to do whenever they'd go out, they'd turn up, they'd always buy a couple bottles, pass them around, and drink straight from the bottle. So the subject of this one was chug-a-lug. So they always go out, they party, and they drink straight from the bottle, and they pass it around. Now, 1919 is saying, bit older, kind of over that. Think some of these guys have spent too much time in the bar creeping with chicks. Kind of wants to, like, you know, put a damn drink in an actual glass and not just drink it straight from the bottle like my man B pounded this rum over here.
No, I didn't.
But he's scared that the guys are going to razz him if he, you know, just is like, nah, I don't want. So he's asking for a sly way to get out of having to chug straight from the bottle.
The best way to do it is... this is my old tactics that I used to do. I just basically used to bash everyone. That way I can get away with things. So, for example, talk about how dirty each one of their lips are, and you want to share that on your lip? That's fucking disgusting, man. First of all, okay? So you want to pass around a bottle and talk about how cheap they are. Be like, yo, you want to pass one bottle around? You grab yourself a nice scotch, man. Nobody touches scotch. Especially, how old is he? Doesn't say?
No, it doesn't say.
He's probably a young guy. Start investing in scotch. Nobody fucks with that. You could sip on it, enjoy it. You get anything sugary like my man Bell here, you're just going to have a really bad foot.
Wait, let's just recap quickly on this sweet drink thing that Nick touched on. What is this concoction you made? Listen to this, ladies and gentlemen.
You're just trying to put me on blast right now?
Listen to this.
So the theme of tonight's drink is just what I like to call my magic potion here. So we've got some rye in there. We've got some peach schnapps. We've got some vodka.
Holy shit.
We've got a little bit, just a pinch of coconut rum for flavor, and because we had some left over. And then we top it off with some red wine.
I'll call that like
man,
a hurricane. Man,
the police should just check your blood sugar level, man. Never mind your breathalyzer, man.
You had some of it early. Tell me, B, that's not a nice drink.
It's pretty good. See? I just had to elbow it to the ground, though.
You get your levels right in there, and you can't even tell what you're having. So for me, the way that I'd handle this situation is I'd flip it and be like, you know what? I'd be like, well, when I get the bottle, man, I'm always down in the bottle. You can't even tell how much I've been doing. And then you just take it to your lips for like 2 seconds, and you try to play hard. So what I'd do is I'd get the shot glasses out and be like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to match each other for shots. So pour the shots.
Yeah, boom, but he doesn't want to drink that, man.
Pounds back. No, he doesn't want to drink from the bottle because he's scared of getting like cold sores and shit like
no,
that.
No, that's what he's worried about?
No, he says
yeah.
he says
his friends are dirty,
no,
man.
No, man, no,
I don't
no.
think he just doesn't want to.
No,
I don't
you're
think
not
he
even
to drink at all.
No, man, the question was.
Who's sending thirsty Q&As, drinks about, or toxins? Man, he's getting me flustered.
The question
is about not drinking?
The question was, how do I avoid from just taking shots from the bottle?
Yeah, like if you go out, you have a drink here and there, just because there's someone brings a bottle to your mouth, you're not going to be like, okay. He might just want to have 2-3 drinks. He doesn't want to take straight bottle shots.
Right.
That's what
and
I
thought.
And
that's the key, man. You change your alcohol game, man. Get some scotch, man.
You know what the key is? Man up, man. Scotch. Man up. Take the shots.
No, that's
take
not
the
key.
Shots till you drop.
What you got, B?
I think there's two scenarios that you could tackle this with. A is the easy one. Someone does that to you, you put your hand to the bottle, move it away, you let them know you're driving. That's A right there. You say that, people will still try to fuck with you because it's like, when people are drinking, they definitely understand that you're driving, obviously, but they'll be like, come on, man, why don't you just do it, man? Just stuff like that, right?
That
or
is the
two,
best way to get out of drink.
Or two, I actually did this a couple weeks ago. It wasn't with bottle shots, but it was just with shots in general. It was at a hookah lounge and I was just chilling by the hookah. Like I just never left from there. Even if it was just me and these guys went to the bar, I would just chill on my phone or whatever. Like I wouldn't care that like I was just chilling. Cause like once I go over there, it's going to be what I didn't want to do. Right. So I think you just have to be stubborn about it basically. Right. Cause the next day you wake up, you're gonna be like, okay, mission accomplished. Right.
There you go. There's two very, very different solutions. Choose your one. Only one of them is what a man would do, but go ahead. Do your thing, man. The next one. Oh, here we go. There we go, B. This is what I'm talking about right now. NFL playoff question. Thirst World, who you got in the NFL playoffs and what you drinking? So let's just hop right in this right off
is
the bat.
Is it like this weekend?
This weekend, baby.
Okay.
So we've got Indy, Kansas City. You want to take this one, B? Indy, Kansas City. Who do you got?
I think it's going to be a really good game. I got the Chiefs winning at home probably, but I think the Colts will make it very – I think it'll make it a very interesting game. I even think the Colts could pull it out. It's close for me, but I think Kansas City will have a slight edge.
Do you have it within a touchdown? Because you said
I have it within 5 points.
Okay, wow. Yeah. All right. Mahomes at home.
Guess what the line is? 5.5.
All right, Nick, you got Dallas in L.A., can the Cowboys beat the Rams? How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys visiting the Rams?
I like the Rams, man.
Yeah, they're 7-point favorite.
I just hate the Cowboys in general.
It just feels like you just have to stop the run and that's it. Once you stop the run, the game's over, it feels like, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rams to beat that plastic man. There you go.
How about you? Who do you have in the Chargers at New England?
I will never, ever... root for the Patriots. So I got my man, Philip Rivers. He's due.
But that's not even a proper answer.
But that's not even like a legit, valid reason.
That's
just
not who you think
just because
will
you
win.
Hate.
Philip Rivers is due. I'm telling you, he's
doesn't
due.
Doesn't matter if he's due. Once he gets there,
you're just
he
saying that because you hate the Patriots.
Well, I do hate the Patriots, but they got a complete team. They got a good offense, solid defense.
Yeah. They're 8-1 on the road.
Rivers has been outplaying Brady this year.
That's like me saying, I hate the movie Aquaman, but I love the movie Waterworld.
Oh, fuck. Waterworld was good, man. They sneak up behind you and kill you,
so,
and you won't even know it till you're dead. That's a real line.
And how
movie.
About my Philadelphia Eagles visiting the Saints? You guys, any chance the Eagles win that game?
Bro, I got the Saints, man.
That's close.
I'm sorry, man.
That's close for you?
That's close for me.
Breeze MVP, yeah. Man. MVP numbers this year, man.
Could be.
Breeze
he's
going to
be unstoppable.
Nice.
Did you guys hear what the Saints coach did? Brought that money in the locker room or whatever. He brought the Super Bowl trophy that they won back in whatever, 2009 or whatever it was. And he bought $250,000 cash with him on top and the trophy on top of there. And he's like, you motherfuckers win 3 games and you get both of these because that's the Super Bowl check or whatever per player.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought that was like, when you hear stuff like that come out of the locker room, like I feel like upsets start to happen, you know, like, mm-hmm. You know, team gets a little bit too cocky like that. Mm-hmm. Like, just
you're just saying that because you want your Eagles
just,
to have
I
any
just
kind
feel,
of motivation.
Well, have you heard
man.
Any of the other teams do that? No,
I'm
man.
Sure
like,
they're doing crazy ass shit.
This is a team that
too,
last
right?
year just choked against Minnesota on that pass. Like, I don't know. I got the Eagles in this matchup, man.
One last thing. I saw a crazy stat where Belichick has like 28, 29 wins or something like that, playoff wins. And every coach in the playoffs right now combined has like 25. Something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, but probably. Yeah, like it's...
Well, that's because
they're almost undefeated at... In Foxborough, it's like 32 and 2 or something.
A bunch of dirty cheats.
How do you think the Chargers are going to come in there and win, man? Anyway.
Rivers is stupid.
Jesus.
Old man River.
Old man River. He has like 11 kids, eh?
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He can't stop that.
He's got like 11 kids. He just had one, man.
Boys, I want to... Something a little serious here. Let's talk about this whole R. Kelly situation here. Have you guys seen this documentary, or have you guys heard of it happening?
Heard about it, read about it. Really? I haven't been able to find it. I looked for it, but I haven't been able to find it.
I'll get you the link. I tried to watch it.
You need cable, bro.
And I watched one from like 20, like 50. Like, this is widespread shit, eh? Mm-hmm. Like, this is some stuff people have been known for a long time.
Yeah.
So I watched that one, and then realizing after that I didn't have the proper one, I downloaded the other one, but now it's probably just going to sit there. But
a lot of celebrities didn't want to touch this who were associated. A few of them, like John Legend, and you know, he was pretty big into it. But basically, what a lot is happening right now is it's been an ongoing thing for many, many years, and a lot of people did not want to touch it. Now it's coming back up, and you know, people who have done collabs with them are apologizing. Even even big stories actually are popping up that's side related. So we'll come back to this whole R. Kelly part, but this whole Jay-Z and Dame Dash, I don't know if you guys heard about this. I can give you guys a little breakdown on the story. So they say the main reason Rockefeller Records kind of crumbled was because R. Kelly had some sort of, he did some sort of something sexual with Aaliyah, because at the time, Dame Dash was dating Aaliyah, right? And as well as, yeah, and okay. And basically, Jay-Z did an album with R. Kelly, Best of Both Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Dame didn't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And he says, don't put my name on it. I don't want to be executive producer. I want nothing to do with this because apparently there was a rumor R. Kelly did something with...
No, it wasn't even a rumor, bro. So...
No, but at the time there was the rumor, but only a few people knew about it, yeah. Right? So he wanted nothing to do with it. And he basically, you know, told Jay-Z, like, if you're doing this, I don't want anything to do with it. And apparently that crumbled Rockefeller Records.
Okay, so that's what part of the riff was there.
Part of the riff was that. So there's so many different stories that's been happening.
But do you again, know? Do you know about the actual Aaliyah and R. Kelly thing?
I've heard a few things about it.
So one of, like, his managers said in an interview, like, used to be like a manager with R. Kelly before, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they asked him basically, like, because the ongoing thing was that she was like, because she released her like main album, her debut album, when she was like 15 years old,
yeah,
and she was working with R. Kelly at that time. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone around him was, like, they were very close, even at this time, when she's, like, 15 years old putting out her album or whatever. So there's this big thing going around that they think that R. Kelly married Aaliyah when she was 16, and he was, like, 30-something or whatever, right? Or, like, 28, whatever the age was. And he married her. But on the marriage certificate, it says that she was 18, but she wasn't at the time, right? And it's come out, like, the manager said that, like this marriage certificate, like, they got married, R. Kelly and Aaliyah, when she was 16 years old, and then they put that she was 18 on the marriage certificate.
Yeah, so they forged the marriage certificate then,
yeah,
to make it look like she was older. But even that was supposedly a cover up to some of the sexual acts that had happened before,
yeah,
between them, just so that, I guess, you know, you can't prosecute someone's wife.
Yeah.
So, I mean, What's super sad about this whole documentary and about all this stuff coming out now is it's just so, so sad to hear some of these accusations launched against this guy and what would have happened to some of these young girls. That's the thing. It's not even like the whole women thing getting taken advantage of. Not that that's any better, but now you're talking about like kids, and that's the fucked up shit. And I mean, what makes it even worse is... if you think about the circles that R. Kelly is recognized in and just how many of his videos, like fucking look at Space Jam, are directed and surrounded by children.
Yeah.
And like, so a lot of the songs that he would have been putting out would have been listened to by kids that age. And then he's there doing like the sexual things with those kids to like, I believe I can fly. And like, I would like, it's just,
and
it's
also
twisted
like
to think about, man.
Also, a lot of his songs like is like not his older stuff too, but like his mainstream stuff is about women, right? Like, mm-hmm. All these songs, like popular
There's
songs.
There's a lot of
like
hidden
Ignition,
messages in
like Ignition and stuff like that. Like, yeah. When he's like singing about it or rapping on that, now it's like, man, he's saying some shit that he, mm-hmm. like, he might have had someone like, you know, like,
well, even in the,
locked
even,
up or something.
Even his
you know?
Older songs, like, there's some lyrics that like people are like thinking, well, hey, man, like this does sound like he's, you know, he's talking about 16-year-old girls and stuff like that, which is.
Yeah. You know
crazy.
What got me was when they were explaining that. Like, there's certain girls that will be with him, but he either, like, says something or, like, does something or who knows, man. Like, maybe he's, like, videotaping some weird shit like that, that where, like, they won't go back. Like there's been girls that he's, like, been affiliated with that, like, the parents don't see those chicks for, like, sorry, girls. They don't see those girls for, like, months on mm-hmm, months. Like, mm-hmm. They don't hear from them.
Yeah.
And, like, people have launched, like, court cases, and whatnot to be like, well, what the fuck is going on with this, mm-hmm. right? Like, imagine that. You can't even call, like, your daughter or, like, whoever, yeah. right? Like, that's, like, well, what is he doing that's...
That's, like, that cult shit. Like, I mean, like, that is, like, what used to happen with, like, Charles Manson. Like, that's what that is they're so disassociated from their everyday lives that this person has so much power and control over them that they're going to denounce their family, denounce their friends, and just live this lifestyle directed by this guy. And I mean, it's shit like that you never would have thought or would have associated with R. Kelly. And I guess what makes this documentary so scary is they're saying this has happened in front of a lot of people. Like, a lot of people knew about this, especially within the industry. And I think that's when you're starting to see, you mentioned it earlier, some of the blowback and people trying to distance themselves from him, like Lady Gaga, Chance the Rapper, John Legend, people that have worked in or around this guy, and some of them are denouncing him, and others are just like, well, I never wanted to touch it. I didn't know what I could say, what I couldn't say.
Because his crew was like, we knew, like, it was a known and ongoing thing that he liked, like, younger girls or whatever. Like, he'd be like, oh, yeah, bring those girls over or whatever, and the manager would be like, he would think in his head, he was like, oh, well, like, those chicks are, like, they're probably not even 15, 16, like, no, but he would just be like, no, just, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. Or other artists have said that, like, when they've been around him, like, he would just say stuff that, like, will come off as kind of as a joke, but now they think about it, like, it was actual shit that he, you know, he wasn't joking about, like, bring this girl back or whatever.
I just
right?
find it weird. Like, I'm not defending the guy, but I just find it weird on how some people are apologizing for a song like they made with him for, like, 25 years ago. Like, okay, but, like, you didn't know. You know what I mean? It's like it's fine that you're like, okay, I'm apologizing for it, but you didn't know. And
I think people are scared, man.
I think so, too. I think that was the main thing. But I mean, like, if it's in the 2000s and, you know, now, then yeah, like, okay, like, you know, like, for example, Nick Cannon made his fucking song Gigolo with him. What do you think? I honestly probably listened to that song once in my life, but it's just like, man, like, what are you expecting to do shit like this? You know what I mean? Like, just.
Well, I guess it's different, though, because, like, when it becomes to, like, you know, like, sleeping around and being, like, misogynistic or whatnot, like, as long as they're a certain age, no holds barred, right? So it would be, okay, whatever. 18, 21, whatever the age is. If they're down and you're whatever, let's go. Let's do it. The moment you start to get on that lower end and now people are just infatuated with the idea of being of a celebrity or being with an older person, not quite sure what is okay, what isn't okay, and just going to do what this older person tells them, that's when it gets suspect, right? And I think the thing with a lot of the artists now, what they're saying is what B kind of hit on was like they're apologizing for working with this guy in the past because of like those little things that they may have brushed off as a joke. Or
something comes out or a little recording or like right? Someone heard him but like they didn't say it. Just future proofing it. So if anything happens, it's like, okay, well, like I honestly didn't really know this was going on type thing.
Well, that's it, right? And now they're looking back and like, whoa, maybe if I dug a little bit deeper or like, you know, asked like a follow-up question or something, I might have seen that. Like Chance's whole thing was like he heard the rumors, like heard about the sex tape, shit like that, but he was just like, well, it's probably like just like these girls out here, like, you know, thirsty girls just trying to trap him, right? Like, no way Arkells is doing that. Like, it's just a trap. He's like, he came out and said, like, I just didn't really believe, like, accusations coming from, like, black women. It's like, they're just, like, jealous or they're just, like, this or that. Like, he had a perception of what these kind of things were, right? And it might have been from a bad experience that he might have had or heard about. But then to just extrapolate that on to everyone, right? So that's kind of what their or where the apology is coming from there. And I think with Gaga, I think she even came out and said like there were some things that like she had kind of seen and not like, you know, like half eye to it, half not. Yeah. And but you're not in a position at that point where like you gotta remember R. Kelly was huge. Huge. Like he's pretty big now, but he was way, way bigger back.
Isn't he a number
like,
one selling R&B artist?
Like that's what I'm like they refer to
him. I think he is right now too.
Before this just came out, they used to call him the king of R&B, right? There's just a big debate of who.
Well, people are pissed because his streaming numbers have went up like 70%.
Well, that's because everyone's curious again, right? Yeah. And they're trying to get their fill, I guess, before the case comes in. I mean, we talk a lot on the show about being able to sell or to separate the artist from the art, and I'm sorry, guys. I can't do that on this one. I'm off.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much impossible.
I can't do it. Mm-hmm. So, Joe, guess what? You just took back R&B, man. Like now you're gonna be seeing a whole new feud because I think R. Kelly is pretty much on the way out.
So are there cases against him now, or is it still like? Because from what I thought, it was like, it's this thing that's well known now, even especially after the documentary. But I don't know if there's actually like court cases against him with stuff that he hasn't already taken care of in terms of private negotiations.
So the latest is, I think there's three cases happening in three different states that were a result of this documentary. So I know there's something in Georgia. I think there might be two in Georgia, and I think there's one in another state. So now you're starting to see, after more and more reporting, that you're starting to see that this is coming out. But even before this documentary came out, there was a big report on kind of the whole sex cult. Some of those girls had gone missing or haven't been able to contact, and not much came about it besides publicity. And now you see this documentary, and now there's more eyeballs on it. So now you start to see that ball rolling. And I don't know, man. I'm actually kind of sad about this and disgusted out of my mind.
But. Yeah, I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
I think one last thing before we end this here is if you think about the nickname he gave himself, the Pied Piper, I don't know if you guys know the story about the Pied Piper.
Nope.
Apparently, there's two stories about it. Apparently, this guy used to, the city was infested with rats and the king got this Pied Piper who like played music and lured the rats out. There's another story of same situation, but it was not same situation, but like same scenario. The king was trying to figure out what's going on here. This guy played music and he lured kids out of like helped him like guide him away from the kind of thing. So it's just so weird on someone like this at the
start. Tingle down my spine, man.
Holy yeah. Shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Thirst World Problems and we're bringing you that friction. In this segment, we're going to be hitting you with those twisted questions, the ones that hurt feelings, start fights, and leave you wondering, what would you do if you were in that situation? So sit back, relax, and get ready to lose your shit. All right, boys.
Can I start with something?
Why not?
I'm 33, and I have a fucking zit on my nose. I haven't had a zit in like 10 years, man. And out of nowhere, this fucking zit comes out of nowhere. It's
you,
just
you change your skin routine or what?
Yeah, I use body wash, man, on my nose. But no, but like,
no, just your nose.
Yeah. Have you seen how big my nose is?
Don't lie. It you use shampoo on your nose. Don't lie. Shampoo and conditioner.
Fuck, man. I never realized how painful a zit is, man. When you accidentally like touch it, like. It fucking hurts, man. Imagine all these people with so many on their face, man. Their face must be in fucking pain all day, man.
I think it's only for like a little while it's still like sensitive and like filled up or whatever.
When's the last time you had a zit?
It'll be okay. I'm talking
about on your face, not on your fucking body, man.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I get ingrown hairs is what I get, like from my beard.
Oh, okay.
So, like, yeah, my skin is pretty sensitive, so I'll get ingrown hairs unless I keep it cleanly shaved.
You have a beard? Oh, shit.
More than I want.
What about you, B?
Me?
Did you get, when's the last time you had a zit?
I just actually had a couple. I was tripping, man. I had a couple, like, right here. But they just go away, like,
B just quick. Celebrated his 18th birthday, man. Like, this guy is just...
Shut the fuck
still
up.
Out here, man. Do you have your full driver's license?
Shut the fuck up, man.
All right, boys. We're going to get into this friction.
You're attacking people today. Fuck, you're on a roll. That explains when you drink 7 types of liquor in 1 drink.
Yeah, I really appreciate you.
You took that.
It wasn't my
Katrina.
Idea, first of all. It was just like I... One of those quick, you know, it'd be dope if you went to this and that was it. It wasn't like, yo, I gotta fucking work on this for the rest of my life. I gotta do this. That's the way you treated it.
I thought that was gonna be like your way out of this when you said your life was in shambles there. I thought you were talking about
everyone,
like,
whoever's listening, if you wanna know what we said, I said, how dope would it be if you just randomly come across, you just go to a video store and you could just rent something. You just get that classic feel again. And this guy just shitted on me. Because he's like, oh, here comes the dumbest idea possible. There you go. Sorry, your fucking friction question.
Why don't you tell him about the idea, though? Because it actually didn't sound half bad after you started explaining it a little.
I said it'd just be nice. You just have that experience again. You know what I mean? Like, you could bring back, like, your childhood and, you know, you could rent stuff and just have that experience when you're there and... You get excited for
have those
stuff.
Late fees come on your credit card,
and then just rewind.
But like you also mentioned, like having like arcades in there. Maybe you could have like old candies, like so like nostalgia, like very like play up to
just
the
like
nostalgia.
Just like expired
of what
candies
people used to
and
do.
Whatnot.
Well, maybe not expired, but like you know, like the classic candies that you would find, like your Nerds or
how many Gobstoppers can you fit?
Oh yeah, that's exactly where I was going next, man. Sweet Tarts. You remember Sweet Tarts, man? All the Willy Wonka candies?
Holy, this guy's got a massive erection right now.
Oh, man, I fucking love that
Wait,
shit.
Did you just put that in your 7 alcohol mixture?
Well, you drop one lot of fizz in there, man. It just fizzes right up.
I've never seen someone's sweats get so tight so fast. All right, let's go with the friction question.
Friction question. Now to change the mood, to go to something completely dark and upsetting. Here's the friction question for tonight. So we're going to start off, we're going to do this one in 2 parts. So stage one, let's see how this is. So we're in a place not unlike this. We're in the studio, we're just, we're recording. All of a sudden, there's a bit of a rap at the door. We start hearing some things. People are coming into the house, and they're coming in, and they're looking for anyone that they can find here. So luckily, you know, we've got a little bit of like a panic room, a little place where we can hide. So we're going to hide, and we're trying to wait out the situation till these people leave, take their guns with them, because we know if they find us, they're going to fuck us up. So we're hiding. We're safe right now, but unfortunately, we all have pets here, right? So unfortunately, our pet is in another room, and they're starting to make noise. So here basically, essentially, is what the option is going to be. We have access to the furnace, okay? And what we can do is we can crank the heat and essentially euthanize or terminate the life of the pet in the other room that's also in this furnace room, thus eliminating the noise and keeping everyone safe as a whole. Or what we could do is we could go over and put our lives in danger trying to risk getting the pet and returning back to the room in order to try to keep it quiet. But keep in mind that you're then going to be endangering everyone else that was in the room with you. So in this scenario, are you going to risk the lives of the group to save this pet? Or are you going to, unfortunately, terminate the life of your pet?
Whose pet is this? My pet?
Your pet.
And are these guys coming in just cold-blooded killers? Like, they're just looking to kill? Or, like, what's the situation?
Cold-blooded.
And who's with
like
me?
They're not looking for any
who's
money?
Who's with me?
Or?
The three of us. Let's go with the three of us sitting here. So you got B,
I'd say my
Bill,
pet.
Nick.
I'd
make an effort to save my pet.
Save my pet, yeah. It's just the thing is, like, if you have a bigger dog, for example, and he's barking because of that, it's going to be loud. But at the same time, I think if you bring him with you, he's probably still going to be barking. Because, like, animals get that, too. Like, if you're in, like, a closed environment and you're moving around weirdly, like, they can tell behaviors. Like, they know something's wrong beyond what it is. So I don't know if that would even stop the barking. So
knowing that, or the way you're thinking right now, where you're saying it might not even stop the barking, would you still go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you could forcefully stop the barking, right? Like, you could hold your dog down, or you could do many things to, you know, you could probably get him to stop, but I'm just saying, like, normally, I think, probably keep barking, right? So, I think I would save my dog, I would say.
I would do whatever it takes to protect my Chew Bear.
And would you be okay with B doing the same thing in that situation?
Oh, yeah. I totally get it.
Really?
I'd get it. But if I was in that situation, would you be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, or? if you were like, man, like, I gotta, because obviously you're gonna like tell the people in here, like, yo, why do I have, like, what am I going for? I'm going, you're not mm-hmm. just gonna fucking run out of there, right? Mm-hmm. So if you were like, yo, like, I know what the situation is, but like, I gotta, you know what I mean? I'd be like, well, yeah, like, what are you gonna, that's just what it is, right? You have mm-hmm. to, like, you gotta do what you gotta do, I guess, but. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that. I think that comes down to one of these things: realizing that, you know what,
you have no heart.
He is one of my friends as well, but I don't know if I could then sacrifice two of my friends for the one. That's kind of how I would look at it.
One other thing is, if the scenario, say, it was changed a bit, but, like, I guess putting a little context into it, if it was, these killers are coming in, and if you don't get your dog, your family with you survives. But if you go and get your dog, it's 50-50 that you die or live. Your family versus, like, you either all live or you all whatever. Mm-hmm. Then it's different. Like, if it's 100% that, if it's 50-50 that you go get your dog and your whole family dies, I can't go and get my dog, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, if your family's going to be, like, done.
But what about your podcasting family? You're willing to put them up.
No, same thing, I would say. Same thing. Like, if we were in here and it was like, hey, should I go get my dog out there? It's 50-50 that we're all donezo. You can't, I don't think you can really take that chance. Like, that's,
yeah,
you got to rationalize things. Like, I think rationally, like, that's, you can't put. And see, like, then after it'd be, you wouldn't even be, like, it would be hard to live with it. But, like, I don't think, if you can make the decision and you know it's 50-50, that would happen. I don't know, like, would you say you would do that?
If it was us and my dog's there, I'm sorry, guys.
Say it was you and your two brothers in this room.
I'd still get the dog, bro.
I think you might have went backwards on that one. You might have
I'd still get my dog, bro.
Legitimately
bro,
speaking.
Bro, you know, even if there wasn't a dog, I'd still get something there.
It was my overdue library book I read again. Okay. You guys ready for this one? So that might have been the harder one for us. I'm looking around the room here because we don't have any parents in here. So that might have been the easier one. But now the question becomes, instead of a cute little puppy over there, now you have to deal with a young baby. And now, instead of it just being two of your podcasting buddies in the room here, now it is. We're in the room as well, and now you also have two strangers. So say we had guests that night. So there are also two strangers in there, each with their own family. And now it's a one little baby in there versus the five potential, I guess, adults, young and old, in the room. What's the scenario? You know, if the baby is found.
Whose baby is it?
It would be your own.
Yeah. Well, it's same thing, man. You have to get it.
Yeah, for that, I 100% have to try and get the baby. There's not even a question about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about anything else at that point.
Yeah, you can't.
Would it change the scenario for you if you had...
I don't think anyone would pick the other option.
Of saving the room full of people?
Yeah. Everyone just understands. That's just...
Yeah, I think it's going to be, at that point, it's dog eat dog, right? No pun intended on the last question there. Because what are you going to... How are you going to justify that, right?
Saving more lives? Could you justify it by saying that you save more lives?
Yeah, I might save lives, and that's... Don't get me wrong, that's incredible, but, like, you know, the life is gone, right? That's how I think of it. So, like, there's going to be decisions you always make. Like, there's going to be financial decisions that benefit you and just demolish someone else, like in business or decisions you make. Like, this is obviously, you know, something you're not probably going to deal with in your life. But if you do, like, I don't know how you can't go and at least try. But I definitely think there probably are. There would definitely be, I think there'd definitely be people that would choose the other route.
Would it change it at all? And I'll send this out to B.I. Nick here. Would it change it at all if you also had another one of your children in the room with you?
Well, if I go save my baby and I come back, what's the chances of that?
So the chance, once you leave the room, you're putting everyone in besides the baby, because these guys won't harm the baby, but unless it's found by itself. Or what you do once you leave the room, it's like, let's say 80% chance that everyone in the room is gonzo.
I think I'd still take the shot to get the baby. The baby.
Like I said before, there's no...
Can't leave the baby.
There's no other solution. Yeah, there's no other way.
Shit.
Fair enough.
How about you?
That would be a tough.
Well, the baby would only be have a single mother, right? If it was for him.
What?
There'd be no father.
It's my baby.
There'd be no father. He says he's going to go out and get some cigarettes.
So on that note, no, what I think you'd have to do in that scenario is just, for me, it would get super tough there, because if I have another one of my kids in there and a bunch of other lives and potential parents, mothers, it would be, you hate to be so calculating or so weighing it in a decision that it's one life first the many, but how do you choose between your children? If you can keep one 100% safe, do you risk putting them both in danger?
I think so. Because I just think about it in terms of, like, I need them both. You know what I mean? Like, if I just have one, I'm just going to be... It's not going to be the same. Like, not just the same for me, but not the same for people around you. It's not going to be the same for that kid. And you're always going to think, what if, you know what I mean? It's going to be like, I made the decision not to go, yeah, because of some things, but you're always going to think that if I made the decision to go, they could both be here. You know what I mean? That's what it would kind of kill me.
You do whatever it takes. Even if, like, it sacrifices you, right? You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, see, I think that's the problem. If it was just me, it'd be a lot easier decision. It's once you factor in, I guess, the other lives that are in there. But luckily, we don't have to make that decision. We can just have another drink and then move on to the minority power rankings. But
all right, so we're back here for the new year. First time, the minority power rankings. Mm-hmm. So at number five, Bell, we've got...
Jose Cabello.
Got to get that one in there. Oh. Number four, it's going to be a... I got to give props to him. James Harden. None of you guys agreed with me on this pick, but James Harden, he's lighting the league on fire right now. You know, 15 straight games, 30 points. He's got 12 40-point games this year. He's dude's averaging 35 points a game. I got to give him his just due.
What happens if he gets hurt?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't change what I said about
it. All right, next on the list. Who else we got?
Number three, we got John Legend. First one to come out and go public on R. Kelly, calling him a piece of shit. John Legend spoke his mind and wasn't scared, didn't back down. Actually advocated for a lot of the victims. One of the only big name celebs to do so before the rest of that series came out. Yep. So John Legend for being the first one to stand up.
Shout out John Legend. We're open for sponsorships. Number two,
we got John Jones. Now the reason why I picked John Jones is because how big the UFC favors this guy. He had some. Let's not get detailed into.
It's an uphill battle, eh? For this guy.
Yeah, he still had some basically testosterone enhancing in his stomach. After a year, Nevada State Commission actually did not give him a license to fight. So they had to move the UFC from Vegas to L.A.
Are you serious? I didn't know that's what happened.
Yeah, they moved it for him.
They moved it because they had to get a license for him. So they moved it just because that, and he won the fight, knocked him out, but still, he... I just think how much they really want to do best for this guy. Well, this guy just fucks up so many times. And, but yeah, that's...
One quick question on this before we get to number one. Is it true that when he beat... what's his face?
Cormier?
Yeah, when he beat Cormier, that he said that he just did like coke all... He just did coke all like weekend and he came in on that night and just and beat him?
Yep, apparently... Apparently, he was just coked out of his mind that entire weekend.
Anyway.
And then he just fought. But it's weird how they didn't test him, like on anything. Like, because he probably just did not just have coke. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Probably had everything under
But it's only stuff they're searching for, though, right?
They're searching for, correct.
So if they're not searching for it, they're not going to, they don't care, right?
But who doesn't search for coke?
But it's not, it doesn't enhance your performance in terms of fighting, though, right?
You sure?
So, like, you could come drunk to the thing, but if they do a test and it's like, oh, alcohol's in the system, they're not going to disqualify you.
Right? Well, that's like right now, like for example, like, I think it's like Nick Diaz or Nate Diaz, they had, like, Kush in their system. And, like, well, okay, now, well, you're getting charged for this because you had Kush. What does that have to do with anything? You know what I mean? Like,
anyway.
Well, I definitely don't want to fight a cokehead. I think it might enhance.
I'd fight a crackhead.
His fighting ability.
Well, you knock him out. I'd knock John Jones out if he was fucking.
If you're a crackhead? No, man, you can't beat a crackhead. Number one.
Number one is an interesting one. We've got the man that wrote Smack That has now
Come on, give him a couple.
Give him some better.
Give him a couple more songs than that, man.
Oh, I like Smack That.
Give him Beautiful. Give him I Want to Love You. Give him a couple more, man. Come on.
All right. Anyways, B's obviously the head of the Akon fan club. Akon has been doing some stuff in the shadows. He's basically known now as a businessman, and he's been doing a lot of stuff in the shadows, talking about hydroelectricity, solar electricity. He's been doing a lot of funding on apps. He's been trying to bring a lot of technology into smaller African villages and cities, and he's got his mindset on basically transforming a city in Africa into a major technological hub. We're talking about developing their own cryptocurrency.
I think I've seen this movie before.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, this is the real life Wakanda
like
that this
San
guy
Francisco
is trying to put together. Seattle, San Francisco type like thing, but more like hands-on, like actual shit that the people can actually sit there and use.
Is there vibranium?
No vibranium, just a lot of money that he's investing into these ideas and introducing them into places that could benefit from them. Like, especially if you're talking about solar energy, now you're trying to find the most efficient way to do that. And obviously a place like Africa, you're going to have a lot of sunlight, good temperatures to try to invest and use this material, right? So he doesn't just want to stop there, but he wants to give these cities and these villages a source of their own income that the government can't get their hands in. So you're trying to avoid some of the corruption that exists. So not only is he thinking about like the practical approach about it, but he's also thinking about the financial independence of
it. He knows what goes on behind the scenes.
And I mean, raise your hand if you ever thought that you'd be talking about Akon in this kind of...
How much money does Akon have?
Well, that's what I'm asking, in this kind of developmental role. So that's why he's taking number one on the power rankings here, because not only is he still out there doing some stuff, he's also trying to give back, which you don't normally see too many artists at this level really trying to do. So,
Akon, we salute you.
So to recap the minority power rankings.
At number five, we had...
Jose Cavero.
Number four, we had my boy James Harden.
Number three was John Legend.
Number two was...
Johnny Bones Jones.
And number one, the one, the only...
Akon.
Thanks for listening to the Thirst World Problems Podcast. For more exclusive content, follow us on Instagram @ Thirst World Pod. Make sure to subscribe, like, and share.